Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Adrian Colbo. Happy Friday to you. Today, I have the pleasure of sitting down with Becky Kempers, who is the market manager for the Sioux City Farmers Market. Welcome, Becky.
Hi. Glad to be here.
We are happy to have you. Becky, you are a veteran of this program. You once spoke to Gretchen, I know, but this is the first time I've been able to sit down with you, and I'm so glad you're here today.
Yeah, I'm really glad to be here. This is exciting.
We're talking about Farmers Market, and it is freezing cold outside, and we both just took a tour of the Old Warrior Hotel, and I was chilled to the bone, but we're talking about fresh produce and what's going to be in store for the farmers market this summer. So tell us what's going on with the farmers market.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're gearing up. It's going to be a really great year. This is our 10th year. So we've been operating for 10 years and it's been really great. So this is my third year with the market. And so we're going to open May 2nd of this year. That's a Wednesday. And then we're going to roll right through that into October. So the 27th will be our last day.
Wow. So 10 years doing the farmer's market here in Sioux City at the same location, right? So 10 years at that location, or did it move at one point?
I believe the first initial market was down there by the firehouse in that building.
Yep. And close then, to 4th Street.
Yeah, there. Close to 4th Street. And then it transitioned over into the umbrella of the Buy Fresh, Buy Local Iowa, and then it became Buy Fresh, Buy Local Siouxland. So the Sioux City Farmers Market operates under that, and then the location was moved just west of the Tyson Event Center.
Great. So just west, Triview and Pearl.
Correct. Area. Yep.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. So that little corner there is just a flurry of activity on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Yeah, it is, and it's a place where everybody gathers. We're like a big family down there. You know, everybody, we just all get along. You know, when patrons come down, they hang out. They're there for, you know, an hour, you know, getting breakfast, buying their groceries, talking with their neighbors, you know, maybe some people that they just haven't seen in a while. So you come down, grab your breakfast, and you can also listen to live music too. So it's really fun.
As you're talking, I'm just dreaming of sunshine and warm days.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's crazy to me that the farmer's market, you know, is twice a week, Wednesday and Saturday. And I used to work in the area. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't say it's crazy to me, but, you know, I think we often forget in these cold months just how amazing it is that we have a farmer's market and we have a place where you can go and gather and buy not just fresh produce, but also some handmade items.
Yeah, handcrafted items. So we have vendors in the past have come down with like crocheted goods and also handmade soaps. Lucy and Woody out of Bronson, she comes down and sells her soaps. God's Green Earth, they came down and sold their soaps too. So it's a big variety of items. It's something that you, if you haven't experienced it yet, you have to come down and truly get in, you know, immersed in that culture down there, because it's fun.
It really is fun, and it's kind of a it's a de-stressor. I used to pop over on like my lunch hour, and it's just a great time to be around green things and great smelling things and fresh baked goods and great coffee okay, so let's talk about vendors for this year, because we're obviously a few months away from actually starting the farmers market, and this is really the prep time for getting new vendors and seeking out new items, right?
Right. Yeah. So we are in those first stages of building up to the 2018 year, and so we have a couple of meetings coming up. So our first meeting is going to be next Wednesday, February 21st, at the downtown library in Sioux City, and that's going to be from 6 until around 7:45 ish. So anybody who is wanting to know more about the market, or if you've been a past vendor, you can certainly come down, and we'll kind of run through some of the processes that we take for the market, and some overviews of like the application this year. So
great. Mm-hmm. Well, I think for me, the more I learn about the farmers market, the more I appreciate, and I think it's the truth for most things, the more you learn about it, the more you appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And the farmers market doesn't just happen. This is an effort. This is something that is worked on year round. And certainly the vendors, they work really hard to bring their items to market.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the behind the scenes stuff, it can get a little cumbersome at times, but yet it's all, we do this for a reason. And that reason is, you know, to bring these local foods to, you know, the community, to Siouxland, and get those out into the hands of everybody that lives here. But yeah, so a typical day would be that we arrive down there at 6:30. We start setting up the vendors start coming in and they start unloading their stuff, setting up their tents and their tables and whatnot. And so they have, you know, their setup, tear down. And then plus they have to package all that stuff at home, you know, and bring it down. And so there's a lot of work that they put into that as well. Our board members too, they put in a lot of work, and our sponsors last year. So Great Southern Bank and Unity Point last year, we could not do that without our sponsors helping us out there.
The effort, it always amazed me working on the craft fairs, you know, helping to organize those, the amount of effort that it takes to pack up all of your wares and sometimes drive, you know, 100 miles to Sioux City, mm-hmm. and then unpack, set it all up, sell for 5-6 hours, pack it all up, and then drive it back. Mm-hmm. So to me, you know, tell me about the personalities of the people and about the vendors. Are they just amazing people?
Yes, they are. And I mean, yeah, you think, you know, that I've been there too, and I've unpacked, you know, packed, loaded stuff up and whatever. But to get, like, to be there just for that amount of time, I mean, it is totally worth it. Like, everybody comes from different backgrounds, you know, and we all just gather there like a big family. So if somebody's missing, you know, I'll come up and be like, hey, have you guys heard from this person yet? I haven't heard from them. So we're all watching out for each other. Me personally, as a market manager, like, I want to make sure that your business flourishes. Like, I want to make sure that you are getting, you know, the most out of this market. Mm. And so our communication is key. And then, so building up to that as.
It is like a little, there's definitely a culture at the farmer's market when you show up. And I know that I've gone there just to buy bread, you know, buy a loaf of bread or, mm-hmm. or buy some. I love one of the vendors, C. Brown Gardens. They're one of my favorites. So buy some fresh produce. But you end up having a 20-minute conversation and catching up with old friends almost.
Right, exactly. You know, and you come down there, and this, you can get to know the people that either make your stuff or that grow your stuff.
Right.
And that's what the big difference is, you know, from going to the grocery store. It's coming down to the market, having those conversations with your farmer, and building those relationships.
Yeah, having a personal mm-hmm. relationship yeah. with the people that are growing your yep. food. I mean, those types of connections just don't happen very often today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so the farmer's market goes, it's on Wednesdays and Saturdays,
yep.
8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Correct.
And there's live music. You're going to have some kids programming as well?
Yeah, so usually at the end of the season, we take part in the Fall Fest that the city puts on. Mm-hmm. And so you come, the kids come, they dress up. We have a costume contest. We also have a pet costume contest as well, so they can come down and win prizes. And then, too, throughout this year, we're going to try to incorporate some more of those kid-friendly activities as well throughout the market.
So what type of music do you typically have on a Saturday? Is it only on Saturdays or on Wednesdays as well?
No. So yeah, we do live music. We try to do live music every Wednesday and Saturday. So if you are a musician and you are interested in coming down to the market, you can get a hold of me, and then I can schedule you in and you can come and play whatever, you know, suits your schedule.
Okay.
So on Saturdays, we try to have at least two musicians, so one at the west end and then one at the east end of the market, and to kind of, you know, round out that ambiance of the market, you
right.
know, to get that awesome environmental experience, you know, that everyone comes down to
kind
enjoy.
Of like having been out in Seattle, the Pike Place Market, you always have buskers, so you kind of have yeah. that busking mentality of people just playing for coins and change, mm-hmm. and so I think that's very, very cool. So some of the vendors that you have, returning this year, do you already have some of those booked, and can you talk about those?
We don't have all those applications in yet. But we have last year. So we did have Sea Brown Gardens, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. they're out of Merrill. They were produce, farm fresh beef and jellies, jams and jellies.
Their jellies are just yeah. out of this world.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So if you haven't sampled them yet, come on down and do that. The pastry parlor ladies
yeah.
Have wonderful pastries. They are certainly addicting, and once you start, you can't stop.
Chocolate
so,
croissant.
And oh, yeah. they are a hoot to come and talk to, too. They are so lively, and they, you know, bringing all that culture into
sure.
The market.
Yeah. And then for fresh produce, I know that I like to go and shop for my, because I tried growing kohlrabi, and it was just a total failure. But I'll go buy my kohlrabi at the market. So for fresh produce, what types of items, if you're buying these currently at another store, what types of items should I be buying at the farmer's market?
Anything from, my personal favorite is broccolini. If you haven't tried that yet, mine usually never gets to the plate. I just eat it right out of the pan. That's how that goes. So kohlrabi, broccolini, we had lettuce, so like butterhead lettuce, a lot of squash in the fall. Mm. We do have some vendors that will have apples and do, jams and jellies. And then we have baked goods as well as that stuff too. So onions too for produce, mm-hmm. potatoes,
Basically
what you would find at your grocery store. So
all part mm-hmm. of the a balanced diet there, including yep. like I was saying, the chocolate croissants
and the pastries. So everything at the farmer's market is healthy.
That's true. Okay, so run us back through. We've got a couple of meetings coming up for those that are interested in vending. Mm-hmm. Also just informational meetings, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So our first one is next week, Wednesday, February 21st, and that's going to be 6 p.m. at the library downtown in the Gleason Room. And then the second meeting would be March 28th. And then our third and final meeting will be April 25th.
And at that point, we're about ready to kick off the farmer's market
for the year. Yeah, and so from there, from the 25th of April, that'll be a week until, our opening day.
Well, the farmer's market is a huge part of food culture in Sioux City, and we're so glad that you work so hard to keep it going. And if you're out there and you're listening to this and you have yet to visit the farmer's market on Wednesdays 8 to 1, Saturdays 8 to 1, hop down there near the Tyson Event Center and mm-hmm. You won't be able to miss it. There's kind of a bustle going on down there.
Yep.
And then for information, where do people go to?
So they can find information on our website, farmersmarketsiouxcity.com. They can also follow us on Facebook. My information is there too. To get a hold of me, you can give me a call or send me an email. My phone number is 712-251-2616. So any questions that anyone has, they can feel free to call me.
Well, that is wonderful. We hope to have you back here soon.
Absolutely.
We'll probably have you back mm-hmm. even, in the next couple of months as we head directly into the farmer's market season. But I've been speaking with Becky Kempers with the Sioux City Farmers Market, and she is the market manager. This has been Food for Thought with Adrian Kobel. Tune in to Siouxland Public Media every Friday at noon, and be sure to stop out and support your local farmers market here every Wednesday and Saturday down by the Tyson Event Center. We'll see you next week on Food for Thought. Thanks.